what would she call you?
Scholar.
Scholar?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Scholar.
If your mother wanted you to go to school and you didn't, you started, but you never, you went fishing instead.
Well, in other words, if Mama tell us to go to school and we'd start out to go to school and we didn't want to go on to the schoolhouse, we called that hooky.
What happened to you if you got
caught? Well, when we got back and she found out we didn't go to school, she whipped us.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
After about how many grades did you have here?
We had the 12th grade.
You did?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
At that time.
People who finished the 12 grades, would they go off someplace?
Well, some of them would, some of them wouldn't. Some of them would go to college.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to ask you some questions about the things you played with. There's homemade things.
There's homemade. We didn't play with no toys. Bought toys.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know nothing about a bought toy.
Mm-hmm.
I rolled a mini old tire, car tire.
Oh.
And I've took these rims off of axles, off a wagon. Nailed me a tin pan down on the end of it and cup it.
Mm-hmm.
Take off with it and run it with it.
I see.
Yes.
Did you ever put a plank on a
yes,
horse
sir.
And go?
Call that a seesaw.
Seesaw?
Yes, sir.
And did you ever have a plank on a pole and go around?
We never did do that. But we have made swings out of grapevines and swing off with a grapevine.
In the woods?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Did you ever play a musical instrument you blow through? And,
well, I've tried to play that. We call that a harp.
And if you held it and you went this way?
We call that a juice harp. Yes, sir.
Your wife mentioned earlier tonight, I think the child is, don't step on that pretty. Did your, would that be a way of describing a toy?
Yes, sir. I'd say don't step on that pretty. We didn't call it a toy back then.
Right.
We just called it pretty.
All right. And, did you ever use, horseshoes?
Yes,
sir.
That's what we call pitching a horseshoe around a stile. And we used to play pitching silver dollars at holes. It's cut out in a round hole. We call that pitching dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Silver dollars. We used them for either a ring. We called it a washer then. Called them washers.
Mm-hmm.
It took 10 of them for two men to play with. Most they put the hole, washers in the hole, that's one that won the game.
I see.
Yes, sir.
Well, I think about it. I don't believe we talked about blacksmith shop or how they'd shoe horses. Would you describe that?
Well, back then, they called them horseshoe men. And you set your shoe and place it on your horse's foot. Take a hammer and spike it with nails. We called them horseshoe nails on his foot. Then take another little old instrument and lay under that and bend that nail over and bump it against his hoof. That's the way he kept them on.
I see.